Greetings, cocktail fans. Welcome to another...
Scared me.
I'm sorry. I have to project
my voice.
It's the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure here once again with me, Dave, and Fred, and Jason.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. Gents.
I can't believe it's only been days since we've last spoken.
Yes, I know. Yeah. We should really...
I didn't do that very well.
No, you didn't.
No.
We'll fix that in post.
Yeah.
Or not.
Do we?
Or we just leave it.
Yeah.
We like to show our warts, don't we?
We're nothing but warts.
There you go.
That's why we do audio.
I don't have to like it.
Yep. Three warts and a mixing glass.
Well, I guess this is sort of our tiki edition. What do we call this? They're tiki drinks, tiki-esque.
Yeah, I guess it's a return to tiki for us. Yeah.
We love tiki.
Yeah, we love
it. Oh, no. Yeah, it's a great thing. Yeah.
And it was brought about. Oh my God! I guess we're just diving right into it.
No, we can back into it.
Oh, okay.
don't we always dive right into it?
I know we do, but doesn't it seem? I don't know.
We have a preamble.
Yes.
An introduction?
You know, when I had to take English in university and stuff, they made you do, you had to do an introduction.
Yeah.
And there was 3 points you had to make, and then you had to sum it all up.
Yeah.
We have had no introduction other than our names.
Well, more introduction, and then we're going to jump right into it.
Yeah, but what if this was the very first episode? What if people were caught off guard? They don't know our personalities.
Start
they don't know
the
that I'm the...
Start at the beginning. Don't jump into the middle of... Or, towards the end?
I suppose you're right.
Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to tell them?
Nothing. No, the momentum is gone.
No, we got nothing but momentum. We got no content. That's the problem.
We're an empty shopping cart rolling down a hill.
That's the best description I've ever heard of this show.
And with that, we're off. This was brought about by finally being able to get our hands on some Plantation OFTD.
Ooh. Is that the trademark sound that goes with the...
I'm trying to come up with a new theme song.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us all about it, Jason. What is it?
What OFTD stands for is Old Fashioned Traditional Dark Rum.
Rum.
The rum is implied because it's in the bottle.
Yeah.
And it's bottled at 69%.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So would it be called overproof?
It would be called overproof. In fact, they stamped it right on there, but they put the other... Oh, no, that's right there, overproof.
Yeah.
And I think what they were trying to do... In fact, I'm pretty sure what they were... In fact, I know what they were trying to do. They're trying to recreate an overproof rum of 100-something years ago. Hmm. Because by our modern standards, where everything is done at 40% alcohol...
Right.
That is not accurate. That's what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the old days, when they just had to do what they did, it could be all over the place.
Right. Well, they had bigger livers back then, so they could, they could handle them.
Sure. They were bigger livers.
They knew how to live.
That's what I meant to say.
Exactly. Sorry. They were bigger livers than anybody nowadays, except for maybe some extreme sports guy. And so this has all these wonderful guys... David Wondrich is in on this, Beach Bum Berry, the fella from Smuggler's Cove in San Francisco, who I think is Martin Kate. His last name is Kate, C-A-T-E.
And these guys, endorse it, or they formulated it?
They formulated it. They were trying to recreate what they thought, and maybe even based on rums that they've been able to try. It seems like just the tiniest bit of research would have given me.
Yeah.
There was a whole article in Imbibe about this, and I was so excited that it was coming out that...
You skipped over that.
That I skipped over that.
Just order.
Because now we could finally get it.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, no, that's a good... And I got myself a bottle, too, so I can now go overproof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Plantation rum folks, I think they're from France.
Yes, I think... Well, I think that's where the company is.
Yes.
Because they do other stuff, too. What do they do?
But we really over-research all this, don't we?
Yeah, no, we didn't. I didn't know we were going to go that way, so it's...
I didn't even know what cocktails we were making until 5 minutes ago.
Suffice it to say, Plantation makes a new rum that's been endorsed and created by seven fantastic people.
Yeah.
And you should go buy it and use it in your drinks, because that's what they're doing with
it. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Do that.
That's... Good enough for them?
Yeah. I feel foolish, though, because, as far as if this was a course that you were taking, this would be...
This is a non-credit course. So,
obviously.
Martin Kate.
Martin Kate. What did I say?
You just said Kate. Last name was Kate.
But I said his first name.
Did you?
I did. I made a guess.
Let's wind it back and listen.
What did you research?
Smuggler's Cove.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
You could have been researching the actual rum and find out what all the... Because they've only put their first initials. There's a McGee from Lost Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's a P. McFadden from Trader Happiness. These are all famous bars that we'd all like to go to. There's a S. Shooter from The Dirty Dick. And there's A. Gabriel, the master blender. And he is the main guy, I think, at Plantation. And Jeff Beach Bumberry, Martin Kate. That's the guys. And they've gone all out here.
It's got their little drawings of their faces on the label. It's quite impressive.
It's the way they used to measure these things in the Royal Navy, right? This is, you needed to, I don't know. Like, we've already dropped the ball horribly on this.
No.
So that's what brought this about. We finally got this out of the United States of America that comes in a giant liter bottle. And what does this set us back? About $30.
$30, yeah.
American. Mm-hmm. If you were to get this in the lower mainland, I would wager they would want about $85 for it.
Yes. Oh, easily.
Yep.
With taxes and everything else involved. Yep. So, there. So we're going to do that. There's a recipe in Imbibe from Beach Bumberry's Bar in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yes, Latitude.
You know somebody went there, didn't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Christine went there.
Yes. Well, lucky her.
Latitude 29.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one here calls for this rum. And so I think that was great. We're going to be able to do that. And then in the tiki theme, a couple of weeks ago, our buddies, not really buddies because they don't know us from Adam.
No, they have no idea.
But we are huge, subtle supporters.
Yes.
Of the Shameful Tiki Room here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, had their fourth anniversary, and I went down there for that so that I could get their mug.
Yes.
Which is right there.
I took a picture. Should be on our Instagram account when people hear this.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I'll try not to break it.
Yeah, I'll try not to break it. They only made a handful of them. And so we went down there, and they had a limited menu because they were going to be cranking out so many drinks. It was a great night. There was hula dancers and surf bands and everything. If you ever get to Vancouver, and even if you live in Vancouver, probably even better if you live in Vancouver.
More convenient.
Yeah, go down to Main Street and go to the Shameful Tiki.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
You won't regret it. Ooh. They know what they're doing.
They'll hustle you out if you're not drinking enough. But.
And on their limited menu that night, they had a drink called a Saturn, which involved some neat other ingredients. So we're going to have a gin drink tonight and a rum drink tonight.
Oh.
And the Saturn is actually from 1967.
Crazy.
Made by a guy named, who?
That's Summer of Love.
The Summer of Love, exactly. The Summer of Dave. And this is done by a guy named Jay Popo Galsini. And this drink, which is funny, we end up doing a lot of award-winning drinks. This drink won Popo that year's IBA World Cocktail Championship held in Mallorca.
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 Nice.
And so I don't know at what bar, though, Popo worked, but it dates from 67. We weren't going to do it because we were shy of blender drinks.
Mm-hmm. They are, a little bit.
Yes. They're easy to do in your own home, but when you got to haul stuff around, they become a little bit more of an issue.
Mm.
But then we said, for you people, you, the beloved people that live in this microphone that I'm talking to, you're worth it. So we're going to do the Saturn first.
Right. But we're going to do it not in a traditional blender.
No. What are we going to do it in?
I think we're going to do it in something that looks like a milkshake machine.
Yeah. It looks like a milkshake machine.
That way you don't break up the ice too much.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like a super stirrer.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I don't know if it's similar to what they have at the Tiki Tea in LA.
Yeah.
But it looks similar enough that it works.
Good enough for me.
You haven't been to the Tiki Tea in LA.
I have not been to the Tiki Tea.
Oh.
All right.
Go to the Tiki Tea.
We'll talk to management.
I'm going
to
go there and the Tonga Hut.
There you go. Oh, well, all right.
The Tonga Hut.
But Fred and I have been to the Tiki Tea. Have you been there only once?
No. I have been there about three times.
Was I there?
Well, I don't think you were there one of the times.
I was there two of the times?
I think so.
I don't know.
Maybe you're only there one of the times. I think I've been there three times.
Huh. Well, good for you.
I think so. I think it is good for me.
But they got that big mixer thing. Where
yeah. That's right, yeah.
And so that's why I got the Hamilton Beach milkshake maker here, because it's going to stir it around for us and do a pretty good job.
Awesome.
To the Saturn, I'll give you the recipe, and of course it'll be on our website, thegentlemanofelegantleisure.com. Not thegentlemanofelegantleisure.com, just gentlemanofelegantleisure.com. I didn't pay for the for THE.
No, no. I got to pay for just a... Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
And it's a half ounce of fresh lemon juice, mm-hmm. which we have right here. A half ounce of passion fruit syrup, which we have right here. We're using Trader Tiki's, or yes. What's the new
Trader
name
Tiki's,
for it?
R.C. Reynolds?
R.C. Reynolds. B.G. Reynolds.
B.G. Reynolds.
Sorry there.
R.C. Cola. B.G. Reynolds. Sorry, B.G.
Quarter ounce of falernum. We're going to use John D. Taylor's Velvet Falernum. 1 1/4 ounce of gin, and then some crushed ice to do it all up. Mm-hmm. You put it all in a blender, you blend it until it's smooth, and you pour it unstrained into a Pilsner glass or another tall glass.
Right.
So it's not going to be smooth, I'm telling you right now.
I don't want it smooth.
It'll be smoothish.
Smoothish. I prefer a little lumpy, like my oatmeal.
We're just going to put it into these little glasses here, but it's still going to be, it's the flavor that we're after.
Right.
The Saturn. So, let me throw it together here while you guys kid it.
Sure. Was yours smooth when you had it? Or is it lumpy?
Well, the problem with these drinks, when I don't know if you've ever had a drink at a bar. Have you had a drink in a bar?
I'm trying to remember.
See, that's where I'm going with this.
Oh, okay.
They bring it in a glass and yeah. I drink it. Yeah. And say, did you like it? That's about all I can remember is whether or not I liked it.
Sure.
And I did.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So, beyond that.
Yeah, what more do you need, really? When you get right down to it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's good. Because I was at a bar just this past weekend, it turns out.
Which bar was that, Fred?
That was Prohibition in Hotel Georgia in the basement. You have to go in through the secret entrance.
Yeah? Do you have to get the password?
I was hoping. I didn't have the password.
Oh, okay.
So, no.
Okay. But they let you in anyway.
They let me in anyway because it was early and they weren't doing nothing. So. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. Yeah, I had we had a couple of cocktails, the Prohibition and the let's see.
I've stopped recording.
Oh, have you? Okay, good.
Pause too long and it automatically shuts off.
So you told me what
the Port Authority.
The Port Authority.
Yeah. Which Port Authority was pretty fine, so I'm hoping at some point in the future we can do that. Yeah. But the ingredients are all fairly readily available, so port being one of them.
And you're an authority on port.
And I'm authority on, just about everything. So that's, but that was, that was a pretty good evening there. So we're looking forward to getting back to that. Of course, they've got, what's the other bar there, 1921?
It's the lobby, we've mentioned it before, the Hotel Georgia Lobby Lounge, but it has a name, 1927? That'd be 1927.
Yeah, I'm not good with dates.
Or even on dates.
We've talked
to people and they're very displeased with how the whole thing turns out.
No, I have no idea what I'm doing. I think that's why. So it's just as well that I don't go out on dates much.
Oh.
And I don't think Laura would approve.
No, probably not. No. We haven't really discussed it specifically, but I think it's implied.
Implied.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, it's funny because I don't really think of gin in tiki drinks, but there's a few.
That's why Popo won. They said, "Why Popo? What is this flavor you have in here?" And Popo said, "It's a gin."
Now, Jason, do you have any recollection? Because you have such a sharp memory. What drinks we had at the Mai Kai in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh my gosh! Dave and I went to the Mai Kai in Fort Lauderdale, and I don't have any idea what it was.
Yeah,
I can tell you what year it was.
Yeah, tell us what year. 2006?
2006.
Oh, there you go. Maybe my memory's not as bad as I thought it was.
Oh, you're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was strange because Jason and I was there for a conference and Jason came with me and we went to Fort Lauderdale and because we wanted to go to the Mai Kai. And the strange thing about it was the fact that the parking lot where you parked was pay parking.
Really?
You go into McDonald's, you have to pay for parking?
I don't think it was pay parking so much as it was valet parking.
But, oh, you, but you had no
for, but if you parked yourself,
you still had to pay
the valet.
Yeah. So fee. But still paid parking, yeah, essentially. Exactly. Sure. Someone else could.
Like, you're not making enough money on the booze?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
What the heck?
But yeah, it was an interesting place.
Oh yeah. They seem to be confused that we didn't want to be there for the floor show.
Yeah.
So can we get a table? Say, well, you won't be able to see the floor show. So that's okay. Oh, well, yeah, we have tables. Well, there's a whole bunch of tables that don't see the floor show.
Yeah.
All right, here's another happy sound. Ooh. And that puts a nice froth onto your drink.
Oh, I like froth.
Sure you do. You're a regular David Froth fan. Awesome.
Well, can I lick the...
No. Sure. Get your tongue wrapped around that thing.
Just make sure you pour mine first before you hand it over to Fred.
Oh. I'm going to try something a little different. No, wait. Well, I am. I'm going to try something a little different here.
Oh, I see.
Wait, so now you just pour it unstrained into this, but because of us doing it a little bit more different here, I want to make sure...
Tongs are too good for Jason.
Tongs, yes. They are.
He will use his hands to grab our ice.
Those are those slippery... Those slippery tongs of yours.
No, I've got other tongs.
Some tongs with grips of teeth.
Yeah.
That bite.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Look at that, the perfect amount.
Yes, once again. And so this is our mini version of the Saturn. Mm-hmm. All the flavor in a handy portable version.
Sure, it's the travel size.
It's the travel size. If you were on an airplane, this is what you would get. There we go. All those. So a taste from 1967.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheers. Light and refreshing.
Smells light and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, lemon juice, passion fruit syrup, falernum, orgeat, a little bit of almond flavor, and gin.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that go down?
Ooh, that's
smooth. Smooth, sweet. It's a, yeah, the lemon. Actually, it's a big gin hit on the nose.
Yeah, it is a big gin hit on the nose, but it's not a big gin flavor in the thing.
No.
It goes all fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got a lot of tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very tarty.
But
yeah.
Which is what Jennifer liked about it when she had it, because she likes a drink that has tartness to it.
Yeah.
But I sometimes find falernum gives you a little bit of too much bitter. Not too much bitter, but a more bitter taste. But this stuff is maybe a little bit smoother than mine.
Yeah, no, this John D. Taylor Velvet Falernum, I find that it's always smooth and nice because it's got the, I forget what the other flavor in Falernum is. It's the allspice kind of a thing, let me click right on Beach Bum Berry's app here, which everybody should have. Falernum, generic for a flavored sugar syrup, non or lightly alcoholic, used almost exclusively in rum-based tropical drinks, thick, translucent, and straw-colored, it has a subtle, sweet, tart, spicy character.
Mm.
Some sources suggesting it could be from the 1700s. Others bringing it up more recent. But it is one of those secret ingredient flavors. Flavors almond, vanilla, lime, allspice, clove, and ginger.
Mm.
So you shouldn't be getting any bitterness off of it.
No.
If you're getting bitterness, throw it out.
I guess I better throw mine out.
And I think the Fee Brothers do one, and then this is the John D. Taylor one. Mm-hmm. Has a little bit of alcohol. It's, oh my God, it's 11%.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yes. I've got the Fee Brothers.
I think I might have some Fee Brothers, too, but I have an unopened John D. Falernum that I'm guarding.
Wow. That's because you can't get that, at least here, parts.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I was very pleased with the Saturn.
Yeah, no, this is great. It,
does GMC still own Saturn, or did they get rid of
it? Yeah, no, it's afraid that it died a natural death.
Oh. So the drink lasted longer than the car company.
That's right. From 67 till right this moment, whereas the Saturn car company, not so much.
Not so much. Hmm. Maybe if they served these while they were selling them, maybe it would have still be in business.
Maybe. And I don't think you should be put off by the blender aspect. I think that if you shook this with crushed ice...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would still get a nice drink.
Yeah. No, I think shaking it with crushed ice. I'm, you know, unless you're, it's 40 degrees Celsius, unless it's really hot out, and you don't really care what something tastes like. I'm not keen on the blender drinks anymore.
No,
because of that debacle with the daiquiri.
But do you think too that blender drinks, they got a bit of a stigma anyway? Are slushy blended drinks
Yeah.
low class?
Yes, yeah, some of them. Yeah, they're.
It's the craft dinner of cocktails.
I think the low temperature sort of masks a lot of crappy flavors.
Right. Ah.
Mm. Yeah. Now I like a nice strawberry margarita in the tropics or the subtropics.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Or even here, or even not tropics in the boreal rainforest. <That's right.
laughs> But you know, it's all about the strawberry.
Mm.
For me.
Mm-hmm. And you prefer chemical strawberry flavor.
Mm. Of all the chemical flavors, strawberry is my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. But this is good. It's nice. The fruit flavors mix nicely, and you do get that tropical feeling off of it, despite the gin.
Yeah. At one point, you start to think that it might be too sweet, and then it isn't.
Yeah.
And then it is, and then it isn't. Mm-hmm. It skates back and forth pretty good. Mm. So I encourage everybody to make a Saturn at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people don't read the blog.
Yeah?
What?
I know. They don't.
Where's the blog?
The blog is at www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, check it out sometime.
Is it near the podcast?
The podcast is on the blog.
No.
Yes.
Or on iTunes or Google Play Music or Stitcher.com. Take your pick. Yes,
but sometimes I apologize for stuff on the blog.
Are you apologizing for me on the blog?
No, yeah. I haven't had to apologize for you.
I'm going to read that. You better not be.
I had to apologize once because we said that there was no prohibition in Canada. And we had prohibition.
Mm. Short-lived.
No.
Short-lived, but we did have it. Mm. And then it was weird because you couldn't get a drink in Prince Edward Island until the 40s or something. It was
That's insane.
Yes. But the other thing I had to apologize for was David... Wallawidnik, who we spoke of in the last episode, we said he was the head bartender at West, no longer the head bartender at West.
Oh.
Yeah. He was moved from there to Chin Chin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no longer the bartender at Chin Chin. Yeah.
Where do I have to go?
You have to go to a brand new place.
I like that.
I know. At the Pacific Rim.
I've been to the Pacific Rim.
I know. And it's called Botanist.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In the lobby.
Is that a new bar?
It's a restaurant. In the lobby of the Pacific Rim Hotel in Vancouver.
Okay.
On the second level, there was a Japanese restaurant called Oru, I think. Doesn't matter, because it ain't there no more.
Oh.
It's going to be Botanist. It's opening this month. And he's there with also Grant Sini, the head bartender guy that we've already done drinks of his.
Mm. Are we going?
Yeah, we can go. We can go.
I know we can go, but are we going?
We could. We could go.
I want to go.
We'll see. Exactly.
If you do all your homework, Fred, get your homework done, and we'll take you to Botanist. All right.
Not making any promises.
Why not?
Well, it's not even open yet.
Well, it will open.
It'll open, sure.
Why can't we go?
We can go.
But you say it with such an invasive tone.
Well, it sounds to me like we're not going.
Well, like, what if it wasn't interesting to you?
It's interesting to me.
Well, then we should go.
All right.
So we're getting better. We're going to go.
I'm feeling better about it now. Yeah.
Botanist, it's going to be all, I don't know, you'll have to, I went to their website and I looked at a little bit of blurb on there, but it's not open yet, but maybe by the time this even goes up, it could be open.
All right.
So in the blog post for the previous show, I apologized to David Wallawidnik because not only did we probably butcher his name, but we also gave the wrong location. Not that you shouldn't also go to West.
Hmm.
It's a great place. And go to Chin Chin. What the hell?
Yeah.
The hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Get out of the house, for God's sake, and go get yourself a meal. But, brand new place, Botanist, and I think it's going to have great drinks based on those two guys being involved.
Sure.
And so, we could go.
I think we established that, didn't we?
Okay. But it's just us.
No. Sure.
Wow.
Nobody else. All right.
Yeah.
Settled. I'm in.
And then, then we can say to David, if he's there,
yeah.
We mentioned you on a podcast, and how do you say your name?
Yeah.
And then we'll apologize again.
You can't apologize too much.
No, we're Canadian, for heaven's sake. Anyway, sorry. Wanted to get that. Because people should read the blog post.
All right.
I'm happy if they listen, but go look at the blog post. There's pictures.
Yeah.
The recipe is there.
Mm-hmm.
You can print it up.
Can I?
Sure.
Are you sure?
There's links to buy books.
Yeah.
I can buy books there?
Yeah, you can buy books.
Yeah. I don't click on our products page, Fred. I guess he's not getting any of the cash.
Can I do it from my phone?
Of course.
Of course, it's mobile friendly. Yeah. Go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
I'm sold.
I'm good. Click away. So, now this is exciting. In the Imbibe magazine, this was the January-February issue.
What year?
This year. Sorry, 2017.
Oh.
And the first, they do a bunch, they do the 75, the Imbibe 75, people and places and flavors that will shape the way you drink in 2017. Right?
Oh, it'll be that.
And one of the flavors that they say is coming out is higher proof spirits. Hence the overproof rum here.
Yeah.
Now, when we were in New York, I tried to get this rum, and I picked up an overproof rum from this company, but it was not this rum. They did not have it yet.
Oh.
And so I bought that, and it's good, too.
Well, that's good.
But this one here is for a drink called Mr. Curtis, which doesn't sound like a very tiki...
Not very exciting.
Not a very tiki drink yet.
No.
But it's named for Latitude 29 Regular... and Imbibe contributing editor, Wayne Curtis. Oh. Which sounds much more Polynesian when you put the Wayne in front
of it. Oh, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, no. Yeah. I can feel the tropical breeze blowing through my hair.
And I've read a little bit of Wayne Curtis's stuff in the magazine, and he has a good writing style. Mm-hmm. I think we would like Wayne Curtis.
Sure.
And so if Wayne Curtis is ever in Vancouver, please
drop by.
Come on by.
Yeah.
And this cocktail was on the bar's opening menu, but it was recently reformulated, using overproof rum. Jeff Barry says it gives the drink the oomph I always thought it needed.
Oh.
And so this is 1 1/4 ounce of a Demerara rum.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use Lemon Heart. At the bar, I think they use El Dorado, but we're going to use Lemon Heart.
Lemon Heart.
And Loving then it's it. Got an ounce of chai syrup.
Mm. So that's easy.
Sure.
I just go to my syrup cupboard.
Yeah, I open it and go through the filing.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look under C.
Yeah, right next to the cinnamon syrup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just after the cinnamon syrup.
Oh, see, I gotta go
and before the cucumber syrup, you'll find your chai syrup. Fresh lime juice, which I have squeezed here my own self. Yep. And then 3/4 ounce of the Plantation OFTD overproof rum.
3/4 ounce, because any more than that, it's just, you're looking for trouble.
Exactly. And this you can do with a shaker.
Oh,
and
great.
And it says to garnish it with a lime wedge pierced with a pirate flag, but I was fresh out of pirate flags.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but I do have lime wedges.
All right.
And there you go. This is what the drink looks like. Look at that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, that's in a coupe?
It looks like it's in a little coupe. We're going to do it in a cocktail glass.
Mm.
And to do it to make the chai syrup,
yep.
You get the chai concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get it in the carton and then your local grocery establishment.
Sure, the Tazo kind of stuff.
You could do Tazo. They use Oregon. Oregon.
Oregon?
The Oregon chai. They use the Oregon chai.
Okay.
So I found it and I'm using it too.
Oh, there you go.
And so you heat it up with some Demerara sugar, turbinado sugar,
right.
And you make yourself a nice syrup. And so I made that last night with my own little hands in a pot, fortunately, because it was boiling.
Yeah.
You could scald yourself if you're not following the recipe exactly.
Exactly. And so we're going to take this, I'm just going to take it verbatim right out of the magazine when I put it on the website there, yep. But that's what it is. And it'll have the chai syrup recipe here for you.
Yeah.
It says it should keep for up to 2 weeks, but, you know, I made a small batch so that I wouldn't have to have 32 ounces of chai syrup to get through.
Yeah.
And I have high hopes that it's going to be good.
Yeah, nice color on that picture. So that was, I'm hoping we get that. Have you made this before?
I have made a version of it before I had anything right. I guess I might have invented a new drink based on
basically is what you did.
I used the other overproof rum,
right?
And instead of chai syrup, which I didn't have, I used I used a Demerara sugar syrup. And everything else is the same. So yeah, I've had I had a Mr. Wayne.
I didn't have
a Mr. Curtis.
Oh, okay. Well, it's pretty close though.
Oh yeah.
But we'll see how this plays out. I'm interested. this chai thing. I've heard so much about it.
I know. I mean, and I didn't even taste it straight, which I should have. I should have tasted a little bit of the syrup, but, you know, I have a lot of things going on.
You're a busy, busy guy.
Exactly. I'm taking care of the whole...
Sure, you're doing the mixology thing?
Not so much that. It's mostly TV watching. And
oh, sure.
Right.
But someone's got to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Otherwise, the ratings go through the floor.
Exactly. All right. Where's my tongs? I don't want Dave yelling.
Well, I don't want the, you know, the health and safety ministry chasing
sure,
us down.
Food safe.
Oh, you that's know, true. It's going to be food. I don't
now, these are, your chicken tongs, right? Your raw chicken tongs?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's slippery.
They're slippery. Yeah. We need toothed tongs. But that's for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get this stuff
going.
Tongs
Dedrick.
Lemon Heart Original.
Yeah.
Demerara rum.
Pretty sweet stuff.
It is sweet, but it's so flavorful.
Yeah.
And it's funny because before people understood, and many people still don't, what rum is, there's a million different flavors of rum. And so you'd go to somebody's house. And they would only have a white rum.
Yeah.
Or they would only have this.
Right.
Because they all thought it was the same. Mm-hmm. But they're not. They're so vastly different. And that's why you at home have to go and have every single rum that there is.
That's right. You need at least 9 rums.
You need 9 rums. If you're trying to get by without at least 9 rums, forget it. Give up. Start to, you know, take crack or something else, because drinking is obviously not for you.
It's not your strong suit.
Not your bag, man. Yeah.
But the Lemon Heart, and it's funny, the Lemon Heart, it comes and goes. It's easy to get, and then it's hard to get. I don't know, at least over here. It's like, it's everywhere, and then it's nowhere.
Now, I have not found that to be the case.
Oh, what have you found?
I found it all the time.
I find it all the time.
Where are you finding it?
Well, I go to the liquor store is where I'm... But I, you know, I'm not going to rain on your parade. Maybe you're right.
I you know, look in the wrong place.
Lemon Heart, what you can't find around here is the overproof Lemon Heart. You got to get that in the States.
Right.
Even though the company is now based in Canada that does Lemon Heart.
Is that the Demerara?
This is the Demerara, Lemon Heart. They do a spiced one now, too. Maybe they've always done it, but it's available now.
All right, I'm looking because maybe I'm going to the wrong store.
And the chai syrup. Ooh, dear. Look at this.
Oh, that's going to taste great.
Yeah.
Premium Denver. I can get 40 ounces, for God's sake.
Sure you can.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
Get your glasses strengthened or something. You're not looking at the right shelf.
No, maybe it's on a high shelf. I can't. Yeah. I probably couldn't see it.
It could be on a high shelf. You're right. Let's get our little garnishes on here right now, just to get them out of the way. This is going to be for the big picture at the end.
Yes.
Niceness. And we need, what is it? An ounce of lime juice. Holy cow.
How many ounces is that?
That is, well, that's because we double it for our sharing purposes.
Yeah.
And somebody gets the pip. Whoever gets the pip.
Do they win something?
Yeah, that's right. They win you have to take me home.
No.
And then this is the overproof rum.
Just make sure there's nobody smoking in the studio.
And in we go.
Actually, can I get I want to get a whiff of that OFTD.
Oh, sure. Here's a whiff of the OFTD. Don't you have some in your car right now?
Yeah. It's you get a real brown sugar hit off of it for sure.
Brown sugar.
I don't think you're doing that right. That looks like it's painful.
You're sending our volume meter off the charts.
Oh, sorry, folks at home. Sorry, recording balance.
No, you're off the charts. I've always said that.
No, this is the last time I shook here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it spilt, and so I was hanging on to it extra tight, which made me make that awful face.
I think, who was it? Somebody, I think we talked about it last time. Somebody really likes the way you shake.
Yes.
Yes, Frederick Beard of the Ritz Paris. That's bartender. Right.
We've got some interesting people following us these days.
Right. Isn't this beautiful looking? Look at this color of this drink.
Nice. That's great. Sort of a caramel or caramel.
Yeah.
Depending where you're from.
This will be on the Instagram page. Me actually pouring this beverage. Mm. Look at that, eh? Oh, we should have put the shameful tiki in.
Sure, for the last drink.
There we go. The Mr. Curtis. All we're missing is the pirate flag, I'm afraid.
Oh. But, we could say R.
Get me a martini glass. Hurry.
For you?
That's a fine looking drink.
For you?
Thank you very much.
And for me.
Mm.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Now, I hope people try this at home. We haven't even tasted it yet, and I hope people try this at home. The fact that a recipe like this is even available.
Well, that's got an interesting, interesting nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to.
You get a little citrus on the nose.
Yeah, like,
a little bit of woodiness, too, a little bit.
Dare we sip?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. See, that's my new favorite drink. That's it. Mr. Curtis.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What I like is it keeps that lime nice and tamped down.
Yeah.
It's there, but it's in the background, which you don't normally. Normally, lime, well, your citrus will run rampant, but I think that 69% rum just...
Yeah, it really put citrus in its place.
It sure did.
And it's neat. Way at the end, you get kind of the tea flavor. The tea is there, sort of laying flat all over the tongue. Yeah. It's kind of just the bitterness that is tea without being too bitter, though.
Yeah, no, I really like that.
And you get the, it's a brown sugary flavor. But, I mean, the Demerara, the stuff that's in the OFTD, which is from, what rums do they have in there? They get Barbados.
We sort of morphed into that Beach Boys song, I think, last time we did that.
That's right. Bermuda, Bahama. It's
Demerara rum from Ghana, unaged Jamaican, and a pot still rum from Barbados.
There you go. And pot stilled always gives it that little bit of a funky edge that they tried to smooth out, and then once you smooth everything all out, this is for everything in life. You need the edges, or you're not experiencing everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The edges in life are sad and angry and awful and wet and stuff like that, but it's those things that make the whole thing work.
Yep.
And so, you want some funky pot-stilled liquor because it's going to have some of those flavors that they're trying to, that they tried to polish out. So, you need the flavor there. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So, but it tastes like a melted crayon. I want it in there. Not that the Mr. Curtis tastes like a melted crayon.
No,
it's good.
So, if I need to drink, I want to chew. I want to get all the flavors out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, then do it.
I am.
But don't do it at Botanist.
What?
We don't even know if we're going to
Botanist. We're going to Botanist. Why aren't we going to Botanist? What possible reason would there be?
Well, partly because you're going to be chewing your drinks.
I won't chew my drinks then. Now can we go?
The interesting thing you said, too, is it tamps down the lime because the garnish of the wedge of lime almost begs for you to give it another squeeze of lime in there, which you could do if you wanted it to be a little bit tartar.
I suppose. It gives you that option.
Or you could put it on your fish if you wanted a little bit more tartar.
Oh, now I want fish.
I know, me too. Oh, God.
I think we're having macaroni and cheese, though.
Oh, that's like fish, but not at all. They got all-you-can-eat fish down at the Salties tonight.
What?
I know.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well, I always think you're going home after this.
Well, I am, but I could go down with all-I-can-eat fish.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, all-you-can-eat fish is practically the same as a standard order of fish and chips.
Yeah, pretty much.
But go and say, you want another piece? And you're like, oh, I don't think. Yeah, I will, because it's the night. No, I don't want that.
Well, I'm full. I just ate three whole potatoes and a fish.
Yeah, and all of this creamy coleslaw.
Yeah.
You want another fish? No.
So there we go. So yeah. two takes from 50 years apart, a 67 and a 17.
Oh, right. And our independent non-biased consultant taste tester thinks that this is the worst thing ever.
Right.
I should give a big sour face, like Fred gives when we talk about vodka.
I like vodka. That's right. I get the sour place. Face.
Oh, you get the sour.
Vodka martini.
No such thing. Martini's made with gin and vermouth.
This is very pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And civilized, considering the overproof rum, because you only put in 3/4 of an ounce.
What's the mister? It's the civilized.
That's the mister part. I getcha.
You were going to say, Dave?
I think I can clearly say at this point, this is the winner for me.
Yes?
Yeah.
I like the Saturn, but it tastes like other drinks that are very similar to that. Because we've done a lot of lemon lime stuff recently, and it's like this is different. And
this is one of those drinks. It's got a lot of depth. There's a few. The one we did with balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, right. The Bufala Negra.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's one. Yeah. And this I think is one of the best cocktails we've done.
Yeah.
And I put this one up in that range. This has got, and the ingredients aren't that crazy.
They're not. They're really
but
easy.
They're very specific. I mean, I don't know what the OFTD brings. I don't know if you could just use another overproof, but you did it.
Well, it's funny that they say that it's been reformulated, so I would imagine that there might have been, maybe they upped the regular Demerara rum, or maybe they used a 151.
Right.
Right, which is super overproof, and then dialed it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But this combination, and I would be loath to mess with this... this recipe, because it works so well.
Yeah.
I don't know what, if you tweaked it, if you'd lose the balance.
You might. No, Mr. Beach Bum Berry knows what he's doing when he mixes a drink.
Yep.
And I forget if we've done anything from Smuggler's Cove. Did I bring that Smuggler's Cove? Maybe I haven't yet. God, those are good drinks too, in that Smuggler's Cove. Airplane flew over for a second.
Yeah, what was that?
The Smuggler's Cove drinks in that Smuggler's Cove drink book are very good.
No, I think we should do some more tiki drinks coming up, because there are...
Maybe just all tiki drinks.
Thousands of them. Yeah.
But it's good that you say what you said, the thing about the thing, because... No, the depth of it, because this is, I think, what one of our goals should be on our show here, is if we could get somebody to make these drinks, perhaps we've taken them from appreciating regular cheese to a more stinky cheese, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
More complex. So it's not just... remember when we all drank rum and cokes or gin and tonics?
Yeah, that was just 2 weeks ago.
And we thought that was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is
great.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, it's good, for sure.
Yeah. But don't do that for the rest of your life.
No, there's drink less, but drink better.
Yeah.
Oh. Or don't drink less, but drink better anyway.
That's right. Drink the same amount, but drink better.
Yeah.
Just drink.
I was explaining this to my cousin just, maybe it was, I can't remember who I was talking to. I talk to a lot of people. It's hard to keep track. But basically I said, because I still enjoy a nice scotch or a bourbon on neat. But the when you're sitting at home and you just got the bottle there, you just you have a little 3/4 of an ounce, you drink it. Oh, that was nice. I'll have a little bit more. A little bit more. And pretty soon you put a serious dent in your bottle.
Yes.
If you're making a mixed cocktail, it's going to take you 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then by the time you've done all that, you're exhausted.
You got to sit down and have a drink.
But then if you want to have a second drink, now you got to get all the stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably making a different one. So you got to get different stuff out. Now you're reading the book. If it's not one that you know off by heart, so I'm going to try something different. So you're getting the stuff out of the fridge and out of the other fridge and the cupboard. And half an hour's gone by. So it does, it helps you pace yourself.
Yes, you're
when
right.
You do a mixed drink, a cocktail, as opposed to just drinking it right out of the bottle like any old rummy.
Which is, you'll notice that there's already a lot of this gone.
Yeah, I was wondering why there's so much of the, because you only just got that bottle.
I know.
And
it's kind of good straight as well.
Is it? I read that.
I've sipped the Plantation OFTD straight, and it's fine.
It's, even at 69%.
Even at 69%. Maybe because it's 69%.
Maybe.
If it was 40%, you'd be, yeah. I cannot sip this.
Nope. I mean, I've tried the 151, and it's like, you can't sip that.
No, you can't. I was at a party one time, and somebody said, "Here, drink this." I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah, but you got to knock it back." The joke being that it was 151 Bacardi, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it took all of the lining of my esophagus.
Well, that's why you sound different now.
That's right. I used to have a beautiful falsetto. I was going to be in the Metropolitan Opera Company.
I remember that.
Yes. I was all set up for that.
No, mm-hmm. you're on your way.
Yes, contralto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. No, I think you have to treat 151. Overproof rums, you don't have to treat with respect.
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to even fly with it. I think there's a flight restriction on 151.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
I think it's because it's kind of flammable.
It is kind of flammable.
Yeah.
In the way that gasoline is kind of flammable.
Yeah. See, they never fly it around.
Wait a second. Jet fuel is kind of flammable. I guess it's in a different container.
Yeah, they're using it then.
Okay.
They're not just storing it.
Good point.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Because that's my argument at the airport.
It's only 3 ounces, you say. It's in a Ziploc, my jet fuel.
As I like to call it.
Mm. Yeah. With my I just put it with my faulty lighter and I check it all the way through. So, yeah. No, this is a good drink, and I think you're right. I think we're going to call the Mr. Curtis as the superior of the drinks. Yep. But they're so different.
Yes.
Gin to rum that they're both equally good in the cocktail world.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that the... The Saturn has a, I mean, it's a great drink. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I would have that. If I saw that on a menu in a tiki bar, I would certainly order that because it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's I not like it no too. Slouch, but if they also had the Mr. Curtis, I'd probably just get the Mr. Curtis. But.
Yeah. Now, here's an interesting question for both of you.
Yeah.
You think about it.
Okay.
Don't give your answer right away.
All
right.
Should I mail it into the...
I'm going to cue you. I will point at you. Or maybe not. But you said that if you saw it on a menu, what would you order based on the name? You're in a tiki bar, and there's one called the Saturn.
I get the Saturn.
And one called Mr. Curtis.
Yeah, because the Saturn, it'd have rings.
That's what I'm thinking. It's going to have rings.
It doesn't have rings.
It's going to have a little rocket ship in it.
Sure, somewhere. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Mr. Curtis. If you're in the know.
If you're in the know, you get the Mr. Curtis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a trick now. If you go to a bar and you see a weird named drink on the menu,
yeah.
And there's no description underneath it, because sometimes they put a big description about what's in it, you can say, hey, I'm going to get that one. It's got a weird name.
Well, you know, I think there's something to that. I think it's don't order the same thing you always have. Go for something different. Get off the beaten path, because who knows what you're going to find.
Now, what if there was a drink called The Beaten Path?
Oh, I'd order that.
Yeah.
Because that sounds weird.
Yeah.
What is the beaten path? I don't want to know what the beaten path was.
I know, but you want to be off the beaten path.
Well, if there was two of them, if they had off the beaten path and the beaten path,
yeah.
I'd order off the beaten path.
Right.
But if they had the Saturn and the beaten path, I'd go for the beaten path.
Because
I have no idea what that is.
Right.
I know what the Saturn is.
He's such a contrarian.
It's the safe choice.
You think? Have you ever been to Saturn?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not that safe.
Wouldn't last there 5 minutes.
That's true. That had my wallet stolen.
Exactly.
I'd be beaten up lying in an alley.
They would see you as the mark that you are from the get-go.
I'm not going to Saturn. It sounds horrible.
No. You read the books about it.
Yeah.
It'll tell you where to go.
Rick Steves, Saturn.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. that went down the wrong way. For you at home, you can't breathe the Mr. Curtis. You may only drink the Mr. Curtis.
It's it's rocket fuel. It's not air.
If you try to breathe it, it will catch in your throat. Mm. Well, this has been a fantastic experiment tonight.
Yes.
I hope people make these at home. Have you got a quote to tie this all together?
Well, are we rushing you?
No, not at all. I have a quote. It's not tiki related. I should have. I guess I should have looked up some sort of tiki related quote, but I didn't. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Do you want me to cancel the quote for today?
Is it related to drinking or alcohol in any way?
Well, it is related to drinking.
It fits our theme.
I think we can bend it to our will.
Here's the quote. When I read about the evils of drinking, I gave up reading. Oh. Henny Youngman.
Nice.
Oh, hilarious. Henny Youngman.
I miss Henny.
Take my wife. Please. Well, there you go.
More jokes per minute than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Except for Fred.
Oh,
well, he's the machine gun of jokes.
Oh,
Freddie Youngman.
I'm strictly situational humor. And wait till I bring up my watermelon and sledgehammer. You guys are going to love it.
These are Gallagher 3.
Gallagher 3.
So, Jason, if we do go to Botanist.
Yes.
Well. And, no, but say we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a good experience and, you know, the service is great. What would all of three gentlemen delegates, what would we do
to
show our gratitude?
The important thing.
Mm-hmm. And a botanist might be a little bit more high-end.
Mm-hmm. But so still.
I know, but you might suddenly look at the bill and you think, well, I don't know.
Those guys, they got to pay for an apartment in Vancouver.
But they're basing this percentage on this amount with the tax in?
Mm-hmm. Well, still, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. All right. So say you go to botanist, or say you go down to our friends at the Shameful Tiki, who just celebrated their 4th anniversary.
Woo!
Be a gentleman of elegant leisure. Throw caution to the wind and
tip big.